There was fierce electioneering at the weekend as the ANC held its Gauteng conference. Banyaza Lesufi and Lebogang Maile both accepted nominations for the chairperson position at the provincial conference. The question, though, on everyone's mind is whether the conference means anything when the party's in deep trouble in Gauteng, and there is a real possibility that it will not manage to remain in power after the 2024 national elections. Now, to discuss this with us, we are joined this morning on the line by political analyst Theo Fenton. Theo, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning.
Any news on the results?
Yeah, by about 1 o'clock this morning, we got the outcome, which was a very close race, and Banyaza Lesufi won Mr. Maile for a second time to become not the deputy chair like he used to be, but now the chairman of Gauteng in the place of David Makura. And if you look at the numbers, the victories wasn't far for all the posts. It was like 540 to 530, 545 to 400 and something. So it was a close race. But I think Lesufi got most of the people in so far. And what's interesting is that there's at least three women on the top six of Gauteng, which, of course, is interesting because it means that the competition was fierce. And through this competition, they also succeeded in electing three women to the top.
Were there slates? Did Banyaza have his top six and Maile have his top six? And has the result been one where an entire slate has won, or is it a mixed bag?
No, they definitely had slates. The Banyaza's slate was called Renewal. That tells you a story where he fits in. And he got most of his slate in. It is a kind of a mixed bag, but it's a clear win for Banyaza Lesufi. Now, the meaning of this is meaningful for the province. It's also significant for the ANC going into a policy conference within a month and a national conference in December, because the win that we had here will determine to a large extent the kind of delegates that will go to those higher bodies to firstly negotiate ANC policy and secondly elect the new top six leaders. We always knew that Gauteng is not like a Ramaphosa province or a RET province. It's a very, very mixed bag, and I think the election showed that.
Are you surprised by how close it is? Was Lesufi expected to win by a bigger margin? And this very narrow victory, does it mean that the ANC within the province is divided?
Oh, yeah, the province is definitely divided. I think there was a very strong push from Okuleni, and where Mr. Masina is operating a powerful ANC lobby. It's close because the different groups competed very strongly, and we saw the conference starting late, the conference being challenged in court, the conference going through all the motions that all conferences had, but at least they pulled it through. In several other cases, like in Northwest and in Free State and so on, they couldn't even arrange the conferences to a point where they have elections, but at least in Gauteng, they pulled it through despite the divisions among the ANC members.
There was talk over the weekend of a kind of unity slate, with Lesufi becoming the chairperson and Maile becoming the deputy chairperson. Was there merit in those reports? I mean, and why would you think that didn't come to be?
That, of course, is a natural kind of approach within the ANC. Whenever they're running into these heavily contested elections, they try and get a kind of compromise. I've seen this all over the place. The bad news about a compromise, it's never a solution of any kind. It is, in my view, a recipe for paralysis, because you just continue the fight into the new elected structure. You don't provide a group or a slate or a faction the opportunity to show whether they can do things differently. And, some of it happened, but in the end, I think Lesufi has got better control over the top six than Maile.
Finally then, Theo, does it make a difference? There are those skeptics who say that it's a lost cause for the ANC in the Gauteng province. They are on a downward spiral. They've already lost three of the biggest metros in the province. They're not likely to retain their majority. It's going to be a coalition government, and that also it'll be a challenge for them to lead that coalition government. Your thoughts on that? Can Lesufi turn it around in the next 2 years?
No, the time is too short to turn it around, but it is significant for further developments this year within the ANC. Significant for Mr. Ramaphosa's wish to become the president for the second time of the ANC. It is significant in terms of who will determine the delegates to these major conferences. So in that sense, it's significant. But whether they're going to change the ANC's day-to-day operational methods, I doubt that very much. I just think that the ANC is now in survival mode. It is not in a mode to actually recoup or renew to follow the president's call to the ANC at the national level.
Theo Venter, as always, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was political analyst Theo Venter giving us his perspective on the ANC's elective conference in the Gauteng province.